What decisions do people usually make in their daily lives? Most of the decisions people usually make in their daily lives are simple and trivial matters, but things which have to be decided upon on a daily basis. For example, every day most people will have to decide what clothes they are going to wear for the day and what food they are going to eat for their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. These are not complicated or even important decisions in most cases, but they are decisions that have an impact on our lives. In fact, some people can even become quite stressed by having to make these decisions all the time, even when they are simple ones. Should people give advice to teenagers before they make big decisions? I think it is very important for people to give advice to teenagers before they make big decisions. There are many important decisions a teenager has to make, such as what university to apply to, or what job opportunities to take. Moreover, teenagers lack experience in life and often do not have the knowledge of the world to make good and informed decisions. Therefore, it is very important for family and friends to give advice to teenagers before they make big decisions. However, the teenager should always make the final decision themselves, as it is important for them to learn independence. What should people do if they realize they've made a bad decision? If someone realizes that they have made a bad decision, it is important that they do not panic and that they try everything they can to rectify the bad choice. People make bad decisions all the time. Making mistakes is a normal part of life, so it is important not to panic when someone realizes they have made a bad decision. When you make a bad decision, the first thing you need to do is see if you can change your decision. If you cannot change your decision, then you simply must accept the decision you have made and learn from your mistakes. At the end of the day, it is just a mistake, and you will do better in the future. Which is easier, making a decision by yourself or making a decision after a group discussion? In my opinion, it is much easier making a decision after a group discussion than making a decision by yourself. When you have a group discussion, you are able to explore different ideas and test out theories. You also hear other people's opinions on what seems like a good decision and what seems like a bad decision. This is all useful information, which makes it far easier to make a decision. When you are on your own, you cannot talk about different ideas and theories, and it can be confusing and overwhelming to figure out what the best decision is. What do people need to do to reach a good decision as a group? To reach a good decision as a group, it is important to have an open discussion about the decision and listen to everyone's opinion on the matter. By listening to each other's opinions on a decision, you will learn the pros and cons of all the possible options. When a group considers the advantages and disadvantages of every option they have, then they are able to make the most informed and best decision possible. After discussing the options, it is always best to vote on which decision is the best decision and go with the majority vote. This will give the group the best chances of success. Should individuals present their views when they disagree with a group decision? Yes, I think it is very important that individuals present their views when they disagree with a group decision. Group decisions can be unreliable. Often, many people will agree with the majority opinion because they want to conform to the majority view. Conformity issues are a major problem when it comes to group decisions. Therefore, if an individual disagrees with a group decision, it is important they present their views because there is a good chance that many of the people in the group majority are not completely sure of their own opinions. By being the first person to dissent, you allow others to express their own concerns.